From the newsroom, I'm Susan King with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. An arraignment for Edward Two-Feather Steele, the man charged with causing the death of a one-year-old boy whose body was found last week near railroad tracks in northeast Ukiah, is postponed Wednesday for the second time this week. Scott Peterson, convicted of killing his wife Lacey and their unborn child in 2004, is due back in a Redwood City courtroom today as his attorneys argue for a new trial.
What the judge hears today could persuade her when deciding whether convicted killer Scott Peterson gets a whole new murder trial, a redo of 2004. This hearing was supposed to have taken place in June but was delayed because Peterson was on loose quarantine after being exposed to COVID at San Quentin State Prison and his attorney had COVID. The hearing centers around whether juror misconduct should warrant a new trial. Peterson is no longer on death row. His sentence was overturned by California Supreme Court because of juror issues.
ABC's Alex Stone. I'm Susan King. Up next, it's Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The emergency food distribution in Willow Creek today will be at Dream Quest 100 Country Club Drive. Food for People in partnership with Pay It Forward, Humboldt, and the Red Cross hosting the free distribution to those impacted by the Six Rivers Lightning Complex wildfire. The time subject to change based on fire conditions. If you have been displaced by the wildfire, find out more about services at foodforpeople.org. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.